Right now, let's get a look at what is trending.
The Bills are trending. The NFL regular season is over. The Bills finished 13-4 as the Patriots top Buffalo. Yesterday's game was inconsequential, meaningless, whatever you want to call it. Didn't really matter in the big picture. And it kind of showed. Josh was out there, got his hands on the ball for a hot second to get that continuous starts stat. As far as the game, it wasn't awesome. 23-16 final score as the Patriots won over Buffalo. Interesting that immediately after that win for the Patriots, they fired their coach. Mayo's out. The thing with the Patriots, had they lost yesterday's game, they would have been atop the NFL draft, number one, with picks and everything. And so if it looked like there were mixed reactions in the crowd with the win, you know, normally the fans are cheering on, yes, let's do this. Not so much yesterday. It was weird in New England where the fans didn't really want the team to win because a loss during the game would have resulted in a win for the NFL draft. So as things played out, their win actually ended up with a loss when it comes to the draft. So I think it's Tennessee who's on top of the draft pick. Yeah, the Titans. Sorry. Titans clinched the number one pick in the 2025 draft. Is there a rumor that Aaron Rodgers ends up a Titan as well?
Oh, there's all kinds of rumors.
There's all kinds of rumors out
there. He's a traveling
road show. He's a traveling road show. Who wants that?
He's a traveling road show. And what a show it is. As far as the Bills, it is set for the AFC wildcard weekend. It was announced last night the Bills will face the Broncos. That game will take place Sunday, 1 o'clock, Highmark Stadium, Orchard Park. The Bills went into Sunday afternoon's game with the Patriots, knowing the positioning of the AFC playoff picture after securing the number two seed in the conference last week after the game against the Jets. So we were waiting for the who and when. There were three teams which we might face. And now it's determined that it will be the Broncos 1 o'clock Sunday in Buffalo. So that's good. Interesting, Von Miller talks about playing his former team, the Broncos.
You know, one thing that I've, you know, realized in the playoffs, it's not who you play or when you play or what time. It's taking advantage of each and every moment that you have. You know, it's 1 week seasons. You know, tomorrow when we're in the weight room, you know, take advantage of that. Wednesday when we come in, meetings, take advantage of that. Not doing more, not doing less, but really just staying in the moment. We got a great team here. We got a great situation. You know, Josh Allen, defense is on fire right now, going into the playoffs. Let's just take advantage of our moment, not get too ahead of ourselves. Like I said before, don't do more, don't do less. But let's do what works for us and go in and take it one play at a time, and I feel good about our chances, no matter who we play.
That was him dropping his bonus check on the table, by the way.
Is that what he was? Yeah, bonus check drop. I love how he was like pounding the table and like making his point with his hand. It was funny.
One game at a time, says coach.
We got to take it one game at a time, right? Everything is earned, and there's nothing given in the playoffs, and you're going against the best every week. So we start with 1 week and really one day at a time as we get back in here and find out when we play and take it one day at a time.
A memorable moment of the football weekend happened when a weird kick hit a cheerleader in the head.
Oh.
This all went down. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, hit a cheerleader in her blonde head. Michelle Simansky fell to the ground after the collision before rising to her feet. She tried. It looked like she tried to kind of laugh it off, like, what was that? And I'm like, you got hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not saying concussion, but ouch. That ball hits hard. So she wrote on her Instagram story that I'm all right, everyone.
Phew.
And then... smile emoji, so we're all good with that.
Well, the players have helmets, so if they get hit with a football, it's not hurt. Different. The cheerleaders don't, you know?
Dude, the sideline game is fierce at the games, and whether it's warm-ups or whatever, when you're in regular competition and the cheerleaders, have their backs to the field, so you see nothing coming at you.
Those balls hit that turf hard and bounce up hard.
Yes, they do.
Nick, on this Monday morning, I do have a request for Bills Mafia.
Oh, of course.
If I could make it during News and Views.
Oh, boy.
You probably already know that there's all kinds of norovirus and flu and all of that going around.
Yeah, the quademic.
Bills Mafia needs to protect our Buffalo Bills, the players, the coaches, the families. And so if you happen to see somebody from the Bills around over the next few weeks, It's one thing to give them like a wave, but don't go all up in their grill and talking and breathing your air and shaking their hands, because there's too many germs right now and we need to keep the team healthy. You know what I mean? We just need to keep the team healthy.
Space for Bills and their close people?
Yes. And, okay. You know, I think we could all do a little extra hand washing as we move into January, because there is so much going around right now, and that team needs to stay healthy. I'm knocking on wood as I'm saying it. And, you know, just keep the drive alive.
What about those fans that really want to give Matt Collins the ab rub down? Is that not?
No, nothing.
That's not allowed this week? Okay.
No, leave Mac alone. Yes. Okay. But was he the one that walked in? Who walked in with that big bear coat? Or the buffalo coat, was it Mac?
That was Mac a couple weeks
ago. That was everything. Yeah. I'm obsessed with his sense of style. Yep, got to stay warm. I mean, he could have put a shirt on, but that
buffalo costume.
It looked like he was like, you know, one of those Viking warrior guys that come in with the whole animal skins on. It was perfect.
Yeah, I was looking for the horns, but that wasn't there. So, yeah, there was the buffalo
awesome
costume / jacket that he wore. I haven't seen that on the racks at Target.
No.
I don't know where. He got it. Big fire on Allen Street over the weekend. 6-7 months ago, it was the old Pink that went up in flames. Saturday night, Sunday morning, it was Mulligan's Brick Bar, which is literally right next door to the ruins of the old Pink. That went up in flames. Fire crews called out in the 4 o'clock hour on Sunday morning. Allentown suffering another loss to another historical, significant bar. If them walls could talk, I believe is the wording. It's a place people gathered, good times, met some important people in their lives. The memories made at Mulligan's Brick Bar. Don't know what the future holds for the facility. It was a major fire. Nobody injured, so that is the good news. It looks like fire crews came out unscathed on this, so that is good news. But the future of it, don't really know for Mulligan's Brick Bar, another iconic Allen bar up in flames. The cause of the fire, all that information not known at this time.
My college years are running away.
Yeah.
I
don't know what's going on in Allentown, but it was another major fire of a classic bar. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 7:29. You're waking up with KISS 98.5.